Welcome back, Kantians, to another episode of iKantian Podcast. I am your host, Lakota, and this is episode 43. I want to start this episode by first thanking everyone who has listened, streamed, downloaded, participated in the podcast, invested in the podcast, rooted me on, given me ideas, given me pinpoints, you know, everything. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful. This podcast just hit 1,000. It's not incredibly big numbers, but it is a milestone in my iKantian business plan. So I thank you. I honestly, when I first started this podcast, I didn't think I would even come close to those numbers, and to even have the numbers that I have on a, you know, weekly basis still blows my mind that people care to listen to this. Like, just thank you. It's awesome. And hopefully I'm entertaining you. Hopefully I'm educating you or helping you. This podcast was really just made for fun. And it was, you know, for those day one listeners, you know that I've been wanting to make a podcast for years. And I finally just did it back in November. Just did it. And now to see how my setup has changed, how my process has developed, how the quality has improved, how my knowledge has improved and grown is just, it's insane. So again, thank you so much for everyone who's listening. I couldn't have done it without you, literally. And if you guys have any more input, any more ideas, anything you want to see me or any of my guest hosts do or talk about, please let me know. Comment down below on this episode. You can email me at iKantianblog@gmail.com. You can DM me on all social media sites as well. But I'm honored. I'm so lost for words. I have no idea how to give back to you guys except for continue to make content that you guys enjoy and that you continue to listen. So thank you again. This episode's going to be a list of shows and description of shows that I think everyone would enjoy during quarantine. Many of us who are working from home, these are shows that you can put on the background and really enjoy just passively, or shows that you can watch with your significant other or by yourself before or after work, when you clock out of your day pajamas and put on your night pajamas, or before you put on your day pajamas, you can watch. So I hope you guys enjoy, and we're going to get started with the podcast. Okay, Kantian, so let's talk about binge watching shows during quarantine. During this time, we have so much free time. And for those that are essential employees but are working from home, now is the time to catch up on maybe some of the shows that you've missed or that you loved but haven't had a chance to rewatch. I look at a good television show or a good movie the same as I do a good book, right? I reread those good books that I enjoy. And I try and rewatch shows that I've enjoyed in the past over and over and over again. Not back to back, although there have been times where I've watched The Office back to back to back, just because it's one of my by far favorite shows to watch and it doesn't get old. But not all of us are into sitcoms like I am. So with this quarantine and everyone in shelter in place, now is the time to like maybe be adventurous or revisit some of those shows. So I'm here to give you some ideas and to even give you my input on these shows. So the first one we're going to talk about is Suits. So a buddy of mine, shout out to Derek, I love you, bro. I think we're on the phone maybe a couple weeks ago. No, this is probably almost a month ago now. And I was like, dude, what are you up to? He goes, I'm watching Suits. I'm like, Suits, that was a fantastic show. And it was a show on, I believe, on USA Networks that I never finished because I didn't have, during the time where it was running like the first or second season, I did not have the proper subscriptions to watch it. And I didn't, like, at that time, I wasn't going to pay for cable so I could watch Suits once a week. So I just put it on the shelf. I maybe watched the like half the first season. And it was really, really good. Very gripping. Well, now they're going on to their, I think their 10th season or so is being announced. Or not being announced, but it is now being released. And so I took the opportunity now to go back and watch it. And Suits, if not to give any spoiler alerts, but it's a law-based show about basically about two main characters, at least for the most part, about Michael and Harvey. And the premise, this isn't a spoiler, it's just the premise, you're going to read this in the description anyways. Michael, God, I can't remember his last name now. I just finished this show like last week. Damn, memory. But basically, he doesn't go to law school, but becomes a lawyer and becomes really good at it because of his eidetic memory. So it's super fascinating. And there's a lot of, like, if you're interested in business or corporate law or just law in general, there's a lot of tidbits of wisdom mixed into the show's drama and comedy and everything in between that speak to life in general as well. There's even an Instagram page called Harvey Specter's Quotes or Harvey's Quotes or something like that, just because of like the no bullshit, right, taking lives attitude that got him to the top of a law firm. So if you're looking for a really gritty drama that has a lot of wit to it, Suits is definitely one. Now we're going to go across the aisle as far as genres go, and we're going to check out The Office. So I'm always going to recommend The Office. It's by far my favorite sitcom. I've seen every episode 1,000 times, I'm assuming. It's one of those shows that I can have in the background working and I'm still laughing. Like, I'm not paying attention to it. I actually throw it on a lot when I'm writing up these show notes or typing up spreadsheets or really just anything that I want to have in the background, and I know I'm not missing anything because I've seen it all. Now, the fun part about The Office is that I will pick up on little bits. You know, when you become accustomed to the same stimuli, you're going to find something new. Your brain automatically finds a break in the pattern. So, because I've watched it so much, now I pick up on new stuff when I'm actually watching. Obviously, if I'm passively watching, that's not the case. I don't think The Office needs an introduction at all. Actually, I don't think the rest of these do. Suits, it just seemed like one that was... Maybe it's not as obscured. It's just not like Game of Thrones, right? Which is a good show. I wasn't going to talk about it on this list, but Game of Thrones is one that I still haven't even finished. I deleted my HBO subscription last summer, I think it was, because it was distracting me, because I was watching Ballers and Sopranos and Game of Thrones and everything. And it was a huge distraction. So I deleted it and I stopped my subscription. But right now with Hulu, I think it's Hulu, they have like a free HBO add-on for, I think, a month or the foreseeable future or whatever it is. Maybe it's only 2 weeks. I really need to check my calendar to make sure I'm not going to have to like re-up on that. I mean, if I do, I do. I just, you know, I'm wanting to focus more on things that make me better, not necessarily things that are comfortable. So instead of spending money on a subscription on HBO, I'm going to spend money on a subscription for Zencaster because it is high quality for this podcast and it improves this podcast. That's an investment in myself. But right now, take advantage of the free stuff. A lot of streaming services are giving away free preview for however long. Some of them are just like for the foreseeable future. I think Apple Plus is like 3 months free, and that's a really good one. That one I took advantage of, and I've been looking at everything they have to offer. But anyways, I totally sidetracked it, and I have my headphones on, and my headphones, I don't know why my Bose headphones do this, but they connect, it can connect to two devices at the same time and then alter between the one that you're using. And I have it connected to my Apple TV, but my Apple TV isn't on. So every once in a while, it'll go, Apple TV disconnected. Apple TV connected. Like literally within seconds of it saying not connected. And it totally distracted me. Back to the list. The Office is a great sitcom. Another great sitcom that I think is super underrated is called Community. And this one is just laugh out loud, very witty, very, I can't say it's like super weird, but it gets kind of weird. And it's just, honestly, it's just a great show to watch. And I think it got canceled way too soon. I think it only has like 5 or 6 seasons, if that. And they need to bring it back. Excellent show. Excellent, excellent show. Back to dramas. The Sopranos. I watched the Sopranos all the way through, like binged watched it back in 2017. And during that time, the girl that I was seeing hated me because we'd go out and I would talk. Like, we'd go downtown Anchorage and I would talk in like an Italian mobster. Yo, forget about it. And just all over the place. And she hated it. And sometimes I didn't even realize I was doing it. That's how crazy I am. If you think that I'm like, I mean, I'm stable, right? I don't want people to think they're like, oh my God, we need to call someone for Lakota. I'm okay. But my brain, and I think a lot of people do that. You know what? Actually might just be a man thing. Men. Comment down below. Women, you can too, but I think it's a man thing because we're so simple. Men, comment down below. If you've ever come out of like an action movie or like a karate movie or maybe Fast and Furious and you get these kind of ideas. You want to drive fast shit and you want to drive it recklessly. Probably, right? You probably sped all the way home after watching Fast and Furious 28. You came out of an action film, right? Whether it's like a Liam Neeson film or anything like that, ready to crack some skulls. Like that, your pineal gland or your lizard brain is like, it's probably not the pineal gland. I don't know anything about the brain, so before anybody starts trolling me, I have no idea. But that lizard part of your brain's like, I'm gonna punch the next guy that looks at you wrong, right? I'm like the exact same way when it comes to TV shows. I'll watch a show and I'm like, oh, I have this bright idea. I want to be this. Right? It's like, okay. What am I? I'm going to be an Italian mobster? Yep. I'm going to be a damn Italian mobster. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But I took on this persona and it was just, it was funny. It was a fun chapter of my life that I look back on. I just laugh. One show that I'm watching right now, I started it just like with Suits, and there's something about USA Network where I'll start a show there and get into it and just stop watching it. Not out of boredom, it's just I don't go back to it. Really couldn't tell you why. Burn Notice is another one of those shows that I started many years ago. I couldn't even tell you when, and stopped. I mean, this show came out when they were still using flip phones. Like, having a razor was cool as shit. And so I must have been in high school, because at Frederick High School, anybody who had a razor or the Sidekick, the T-Mobile Sidekick, or even the first generation iPhone, you were the coolest kid on campus, right? But Burn Notice is one of those like spy shows, espionage shows that I don't know. It's just funny. It's supposed to be a drama, like an action drama, but it's hilarious. And I'm watching it now. I'm in I think episode 4, season 1. Just started it at the beginning of the week. No, I started it Saturday night. And really, really good show. I definitely recommend it. Of course, I'm only 4 episodes into this first season, but I remember watching it in the past and not on a streaming service. I just would watch it on TV if it was on. And even like not watching it in chronological order was still gripping. Like each episode itself is encased in its own individual story. Of course, there are characters from past that come back and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just really interesting. And then I'll finish this episode with another one of my favorite shows, The Big Bang Theory. TBBT was first recommended to me by Katie Moniz. What's up, Katie? Shout out. That's my homegirl from Diamond High. I hope you're doing well. She recommended TBBT to me in high school. I think when it was first coming out, or maybe it was on its second or third season, because it took it a while for The Big Bang Theory to gain esteem and notice. And a lot of critics will talk about that. Like, those first few seasons were really, really good. And they were so underrated. And then by the time it hit the final season, which I think was like season 12 or so, it was probably way overrated. So I think after like maybe the 7th or 8th season, it was like, but it was still good. That is a show just like The Office and most sitcoms for me, because I like watching comedies. I think they put me in a great headspace versus watching dramas. Dramas, just like, I'm going to go on a little rant. You are a product of all the content you absorb. For example, if you are a tin hat foil wearing skeptic, paranoid, conspiracy theorist, you probably are also listening to Alex Jones or reading FBI files or listening to relevant information or podcasts or reading books about conspiracy theories, right? If you're a very dramatic individual, you probably consume a bunch of drama. And it doesn't have to be cheap drama like on television. It could be also Shakespearean plays or anything like that. Like, those are just, like, if not more dramatic, right? In the sense of, like, the emotions. Me, I like to stay in high spirits, so I watch sitcoms. So watching, like, Suits and Sopranos and Burn Notice, they're not, like, I like the action. I like Suits. I like just how cutthroat it is, right? Like, that appeals to my lizard brain, like, destroy, conquer, right? But in the legal sense, in the business sense. Sopranos, obviously, very, like, heavy-handed. And then Burn Notice, it's spy shit. Every man, if you're not into spy shit, I don't know, maybe I need to take your man card. Just gonna put that out there, right? But I like to absorb situational comedy because that's my kind of humor. In my life, I look at all my experiences and I laugh throughout the day. Like, at work, I am, like, making up jokes in my mind and, like, looking at situations as if it was a sitcom. In my brain, I don't share this with people because they would think I am crazy. But that's how I look at it, because that's how, A, I cope with life, right? Life isn't always the happiest, brightest place, right? I mean, we don't have to lie about it. So what gets me by is making a joke of it. Not saying that life isn't serious, but I try and take it as lighthearted as I possibly can. I'm not perfect at it, but absorbing this kind of content definitely helps. So that's my list. Suits, The Office, Community, Sopranos, Burn Notice, The Big Bang Theory, and I'll put one more. And the reason why I wasn't going to put it on here, and I'm not even going to describe it, is because it's in its first season. It's airing now, but It is really good, and my wife and I have been watching it and loving it. It's called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Go check it out. It's on Hulu. It's on a network, but I don't know. Or maybe it is a Hulu original. I have no idea. We always watch it on Hulu every weekend. So that's it, guys. Go ahead and comment down below your list of shows. You can even throw in movies. I didn't throw in movies because I'm not a big movie guy. I enjoy watching them, but I generally watch them with my wife. Right? These are shows that like I generally watch on my own because she's not interested in them. So if you want me to put out an episode listing my top 5 or 10 movies that I suggest during the quarantine, comment down below. Let me know. Thanks, guys.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Feel free to like and subscribe and comment down your list of your favorite shows for this quarantine or even your list of movies. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm also on YouTube. The YouTube thing said, yeah. Anyways, I am working on making this a video podcast, so it will be streamed on like Vimeo and YouTube and maybe even Twitch. I just haven't figured out the logistics. So, as you know, this has been a learning process for me. So, as I learn and as I have more resources to invest in this podcast, I will put that up. My Instagram handle has changed from IconTeamBlog to IconTeamPodcast because that's where I'm spending most of my time with the brand. I'm very limited on time, putting in the hours at work, putting in hours around the house. So my Instagram handle is IconTeamPodcast. Facebook is still IconTeamBlog. Twitter is still IconTeam2. For some reason, IconTeam was taken. And then YouTube, you can find me at IconTeam. And those are all one word. They're also going to be in the description. Also, if you haven't heard, I'm also a co-owner and co-founder of an online retailer for CBD products. You can check us out at philosapothecary.com. We are Philosophers Apothecary LLC. What we strive to do is provide the highest quality CBD oil and products at the most affordable rate. We have handmade soap. We have oils that are sourced from Deep Relief CBD in California. They do it all organically and doesn't have all that nasty stuff that you don't want. So check it out. Right now we have free shipping on all U.S. orders. And I am looking at releasing a coupon for IconTeam listeners. So be sure to check that out. Should be launching on Sunday's podcast, so be sure to look out for it in the description. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will chat with you guys on Sunday. Thank you so much. Peace.